And our guest these last 2 hours is Cynthia A. Sandor, S-A-N-D-O-R. She's the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her websites are CynthiaASandor.com and BDMHistory.com. She has a Facebook page under author Cynthia A. Sandor. And we do have some callers, and they've held on over the break. So why don't we take the callers, and then you can tell us about your automotive skills.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Let's take Jerry in Chicago.
Jerry, good evening, Deanna and Cynthia. Thank you very much for taking my call. Cynthia, if I'm not mistaken, you were on Deanna's daytime show when she had 5 days a week, maybe 3 years ago.
Correct. Yes, thank you for remembering.
Well, I remembered it because I couldn't forget because I am 25% Austrian and 25% German and 25% Czechoslovakian and 25% Irish. And what you said about the Germans and the Austrians, I remember you making a comment about how much they loved their animals and how well they took care of them and things like that. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this book is written from your mother's diary?
From her journal that she wrote, correct, yes.
Okay, I just thought I was getting deja vu or something like that 3 years later. Okay, that's all I wanted to say, and it's a great show, and I've been glued to the phone ever since all day, as a matter of fact, so I've heard all the shows today. But you guys keep up the good work, and God bless you both.
Thank you, Jerry,
so
you
much.
Too.
Okay, let's take Brian in Canada. Brian?
Andy, great to hear your show.
Well, thank you for calling. It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, and I'm really enjoying these stories of finding how to make a splint from available materials in the forest and fixing a faucet. This is great. I had one question. There's a book written in National Socialist Germany time called The SS Family Procedures for Conducting Family Celebrations. It reminds me of your mom. I'm just wondering if she trained in this or you've ever heard about this. Like, there's also another book from Germany at that time called Das Deutsche Jahr, which is the German year, which gives people like procedures and how to conduct anniversaries and celebrations and things. So I just
exactly.
It makes me think of your mother. I wonder if she's ever mentioned that to you.
She never mentioned it to me per se, but when we had our traditions, our family traditions, that's what she implemented. So we had a wonderful, oh my God, she went out of her way during the holidays. Made it very, very family tradition. The growing up, the Christmases were wonderful. The Easters, the Thanksgiving, she went way out of her way. She made little trinkets. Her cooking was absolutely superb. I mean, we had a huge dining room table that can fit 12 people, and it was just full of food for five.
This is great.
Yeah, and
it's a wonderful
really
story.
Wonderful, yeah. It was. I just wish my mom was here today because it would be just so nice to be able to talk with her in person. And it's thank you so much for your interest. Yes, she did learn the family traditions of that which she learned in the BDM, and she applied it to the family.
Yeah, and I wanted to suggest for your book, you're talking about your book promotion. I could put a link, actually, to your book. I have a lot of YouTube videos on my Brian Rue show, and I've got, like, about 100 or 200 pro-Hitler videos. So, like, on my description of the videos, I could put a link to your book. If it's on Amazon, I could send a link to it. Is it available on Amazon?
Absolutely.
Yes, there's two versions now. The second version is my book that I print and publish myself.
Yeah.
That has all the girls standing on the stairs, and that was taken at the country service year camp. I went to that house in Poland and looked at it. It was absolutely incredible. But that's the link you want to look for, is the second version, which is the revised version of the book, yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, okay,
Brian.
I could just copy the link and stick it on my videos. New videos that I make, I could put it there. Sure, I'd love to help you out. I'm really interested in this, and it's just great to hear your story and your mother's story.
Thank you, Brian.
Yeah, and great to hear you again, Deanna. I love listening to your show. It's great to be in touch. I'll stay in touch.
Okay, thank you so much, Brian.
Okay, thanks.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye. Let's take Susie in Arkansas. Susie?
Hi. I would love to be able to get a hold of some of those pro-Hitler DVDs that this gentleman just talked about.
Yeah, he's got a whole bunch of them.
I'm
sure that he will send me a link to his video, the YouTube video, and email me at Deanna@Spingola.email, and I will provide that link to you.
Okay. Well, I'm not online, but I'll have to send you. But that's all right. I have access. I can get other people to do it for me.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask this gal a question. You mentioned how Austria wanted to be part of Germany because of the
economic success.
Yeah, right. And I was talking to my brother in between at a break, and I mentioned that to him, and he said, "Well, they only." They regretted it shortly thereafter. And I said, what are you talking about? And why are people so willing? And then he went on to say how they gobbled up Czechoslovakia and Poland and all that. And, you know, I had some German friends in Florida when I was living down there, and they were teenagers at the end of the war. She was raised in Czechoslovakia in a German enclave. He in Romania in a German enclave. And, I mean, they said that was at one time, you know, part of Germany covered most of Europe at one point.
Exactly. Yes. And
except where the Moors, I think the only part they didn't was where the Moors came up from the North Africa and tried to move north, and probably they were shut down by the Germanic tribes.
Well, Czechoslovakia wasn't even a country until after World War One. I mean, they chopped up Germany into several pieces
right.
with the Versailles Treaty, and
right.
people don't know real history, and it's very important that people know.
Well, you know, Gertrude said that they would have skirmishes, and she said the borders changed overnight.
Exactly.
And
exactly, and you had all these Germans living in what now is another country. It was crazy.
And he gets really aggravated with me when I defend Hitler. And I say, you know, what we were taught was mostly a lie. And,
yes.
And I said, oh, and he said something about him. And I said, well, if you compare him to Stalin and Mao Zedong, he looks like a kindergarten teacher. And I mean, you know, he just, like, shuts down on me.
Well, I mean, Hitler never wanted a war. He had 100 proposals
to avoid war. Right, and the Jews had declared war on Germany.
Exactly.
Economically.
In April of 1933, yes.
I fail to understand how people cannot be willing. I mean, they'll look at a lot of things, but they will not look at the idea that Hitler could have been not as bad as he was portrayed.
Well, it's because he's the poster boy for evil, and it's because he refused to allow the bankers in.
Bankers.
He did what Iraq did. They decided that they were going to use the resources of their country for their people, and that they were not going to allow the corporations to come in and take over these resources. They wanted to be independent. He did it without, he put all these people to work without borrowing from the bankers.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
People just don't know the accurate history, and it's a shame.
What bothers me, though, is they won't even look at the possibility.
No. No, this is what I write about in Through Innocent Eyes. the chosen girls of the Hitler Youth. I go into the history about how Adolf Hitler brought Germany up as a country and revitalized industry and put 22.5 million people back to work in 2 years. And my mother, she didn't come out directly and say it, but she loved being in the Hitler Youth because of what she learned and how proud she felt because she had a sense of purpose. And that's what I believe Hitler had done, was give his everybody a sense of purpose. They were able to go back to work and get jobs. Does that sound familiar to you today?
Right. My friend Gertrude was in the Hitler Youth, and she was so proud of it. Now, yes. If it had been so bad, I just can't imagine she could have been proud of it.
Yeah, it's not. Everybody I spoke to in Austria, the women that I interviewed who were in the Bund Deutscher Mädel, they loved being in there. They loved it because it brought everyone together as a country. The only time that I could really remember a patriotic sense in this country was when 9/11 happened and how the entire country came together as one. That's the only thing I can relate it to because now, looking as to what's going on now, there's a disconnect. But when you can have a leader that loves their citizens and their country to say, we're all going to come together, we're all going to make this country great again, we're all going to make it happen, we're going to get our economy back together again, we're going to get people back to work again, are you going to say no?
That's why he draws all those huge crowds, and she has to pay people.
Yeah.
And people know what the Clintons are.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you look back in history, and this is what it's just not in the book. It's over the entire course of the book, because there was each chapter builds upon the next chapter in my book. And I go into detail as to how their thinking was and why they loved doing what they were doing. And so, I'd love it if you can pick up a copy of the book and read it. Is Gertrude still alive today?
No.
Is your friend Gertrude? Oh, I'm so sorry.
I know,
oh,
and I love them so much, both she and her husband.
Yeah.
Susie? I'm sorry to interrupt, but you can reach Brian Rue's YouTube website. It's youtube.com/user Brian Rue, and it's BRIANRUHE. That's the spelling.
RUHE, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, please repeat that once more.
YouTube.com/user/ Brian Rue, BRIANRUHE.
Got it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Susie.
Oh, thank you for being there and writing your wonderful story.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Susie. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We have John in Texas. John?
I'm here. I have a question for the guest. Your name is, I just got in here earlier, and I guess it's more of grand political question at the time. There's people that have said, that have been suggested that the communists, that Stalin helped the Nazis come to power in order that they would start another big European war, which they would use to spread the communist revolution with by breaking the West, splitting the West apart, or using Germany to split the West. They would use Germany to start the war. They would attack Germany and overrun Western Europe. Have you heard of that theory?
Me personally, no.
You never have?
No, because my research was more on the girls that were in the Bund Deutscher Mädel. That was where my focus of research has been.
Mm-hmm.
John, may I suggest? May I suggest that Germany has always been a target since 1848 of the Marxists, and from that time forward, they have attempted to take over Germany, and that was long before Hitler came along. And had Hitler not gone into Russia, Russia would have overrun all of Europe, which would have then become communist, all of Europe.
But was their original plan to use the Nazis as a sort of icebreaker to break the...
I don't think so, because Hitler's plan, the minute he was elected to power, he did everything for the country. He put all these people back to work. They were building highways. They were building buildings. He wasn't out to start a war or to go against the communists or to go against anybody. His entire focus was on building up the country. He had no plans for war. And I have a friend who has designed a website, developed a website, that talks about all of Hitler's proposals for peace. He wasn't doing war. In 1936, the United States and England were making bombs. They were doing all kinds of things. They were the ones that were planning for war. And in fact, that period between World War One and World War Two was just a cessation of warfare. And so, you know, it had nothing to do with Hitler. It has to do with taking out Germany, just as the same kinds of people are invested in taking out Iraq and Libya and all the other countries.
You know, I understand that, but what did people at the time that were living there see in it all? Did they just see it as someone who was bringing back the country back out of the abyss? Or did they put the pieces, or was there anybody that was putting the pieces of the puzzle together and seeing a grander pattern to it?
I don't think there was any grander pattern to it. I think if you look at what happened to Germany in World War One, and study the Versailles Treaty, and recognize that they were blackmailed, or they were forced, obligated to accept that treaty because they had sanctions against the Germans. They did not let food in. They did not let people were starving to death, living in basements. Okay, you have to. You cannot separate World War II from World War
One. I understand that. Of course, you cannot. They were really just another 30 years war put together with a truce in between. Correct.
Exactly.
Against the 17th century, 30 years war, but
right.
Was Hitler in fact perhaps
no he was not an agent
not being, or if he was not an agent perhaps he was deliberately maneuvered into power in order that he would create an excuse on behalf of those that were controlling, you know,
That is what they would like you to believe. They want to make the Germans responsible. And so if they say, well,
what this guy wants to do is you ever heard of Victor Suvorov? He claims that, in fact, the chief perpetrator on the ground of the war was not Hitler, but Stalin.
It was Stalin. Stalin was all ready to come into Germany. They were ready for an offensive war. Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. Our guest is Cynthia A. Sandor, the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. Her website is CynthiaASandor.com and BDMHistory.com. And thanks, John, for calling. But in fact, that some of the things that you're saying is just kind of, it's just inaccurate history. Let's move on to Hans in California.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Diana and Cynthia. I just want to make a quick statement. Cynthia didn't tell that the girls in Germany during the war, they were machinists, they were welders, they drove big trucks, you name it, everything they did.
They did everything. They learned how to do everything, yes.
I was born in Denmark, and I started my apprenticeship over there at the tool and die maker. That something happened because that company I worked for the Germans, so they blew it up. And that company I was working for sent me, they could transfer me to a factory in Germany. I could continue my apprenticeship as a tool and die maker. The Germans call it Werkzeugmacher. And since this was on the shipyard, I joined the German Navy Marine, the young Hitlerjugend Marine. You should see how nice they looked back then.
Yes. Wonderful. And,
we had such a hard time during the war. It was so hard. We were bombed sometimes more than one, two, or three times a day. If I could tell people how evil, you know, I was just a young kid and I wanted to join the Air Force and go and bomb the heck out of England, you know. I remember when they started England started bombing Germany, and they started on the tourist island called Helgoland, and they bombed the heck out of it. And from there, they started in Hamburg, Bremen, the whole thing, and murdered a lot of people, you know.
Mm-hmm. But you were in the Hitler Youth, correct?
Yes.
And did you enjoy being in the Hitler Youth?
Yeah, because you have to learn, we learned the friendship, you know, friendship, the Germans call it Kameradschaft.
Yes.
Friendship. We were really buddies, you know, and we learned to sing and we had theater together with the girls and the boys. And we were, even that in that hard time, we were doing all this, you know. It was, I don't know how we did it, I don't know. But
Hans,
it was difficult.
Yes, yes. Es freue mich, dass ich dich kennengelernt habe.
You speak off to us, yeah. I speak Danish, you know. That's okay. Now, this guy that just called in, I remember when the Germans, because we were bombed, the Germans were bombed so much. And so the Germans, they were slowly getting ready to go to England. They made troop movements up from Norway down to Denmark, Germany, into France, getting ready to go to England, invade England. But then what happened? I think the crossover in England, they told Stalin to bring the troops in. And even with the peace treatment Germany had with Russia, didn't mean nothing. The Russians, they just came in, and Hitler had to go to war against the Russians.
Yeah.
Indeed.
And Hans, you need to write a book.
And Cindy will help you publish it.
And I'll help you publish it.
You know, I want those people that are responsible for these wars to be punished. Everyone together and punish these clowns.
Yes.
It's
Well, you know, the time that you grew up, I mean, I wish I could sit down with you personally, and I hope maybe one day we have the opportunity and to share our stories, and I love to listen to your stories.
Yeah, because it's not a wonderful moment in memory. I also went to Austria, and you know, in Vienna, they say meine Mutter war in Wien, and my mother was a Wienerin, you know. And they sing, I could tell so many things, but I don't want to hold you up anymore.
Okay, we're going to a quick break. I'm sorry to interrupt. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
And our guest is Cindy, and she is the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. And we still have Hans on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah, so and, good. Okay.
And I could tell a long story, but I want to quit right now because I'm a little bit excited too. Memories kind of bad when you think about it, you know. Kind of bad.
Yeah, but overall, you need to remember the good times that you had. I would like to send you, Hans, a personally autographed book as my gift to you. Would that be okay?
Of course, but it's not necessary because I know already what you're thinking about, like I do, you know, so
okay.
Maybe I know what it, you know, I think I know all the stuff anyway, so...
Yes.
I would
love to do that. It would be my gift to you if maybe later on you can give Deanna your contact information and then I can send you a copy. If you would like, I would love to send you a copy of my book.
Or Hans, just leave your contact information with the producer.
Okay. Listen, okay. I remember some of Hitler's speeches. Now, it's possible that the Germans did something wrong here and there. And I remember Hitler in the beginning. He was always talking about that about the Jews. In German, he called them diese verfluchten Juden. And then later on, he changed that to the international bankers and the industrialists. And evidently they find out what it's all about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran my for my life many times, and I can tell you grim stories, and then the murder I have seen in the street in Hamburg during the war, people screaming in the ruins, children, women, old men, all the young people were out in the wars. It was awful, you know, awful. Nice talking to you people, and you too, Diane. I listened to your show many times, so
thank you so much.
Okay, thanks a million.
Thank you, Hon. Okay, thank you, Hon.
You're cool.
Well, you know, Juice.
Okay.
My mother was, and with her mother, they were debris women, and they had to help go out and clean up the streets. It was a horrible time after the war, and my uncle told me they had no food for 3 years. It was very, very difficult for them, and it was hard. And that's you know, when you go through that kind of hardship, we've never been through, well, I can say, you know, nobody's been through what, like, my mother has been through, a war. I have a friend of mine, her name is Ellen Gottschalk, and she wrote a book called Into Exile, A Life Story of War and Peace, and she was 7 years old when she went through the war, and she was in Germany when it was being bombed, she was in England when it was being bombed, and she has such a positive outlook on life. She loves life. She's 79 years old. She works out in the gym 3 times a week. She was just kayaking for 3 hours yesterday with her son.
You're kidding.
No, she is spunky. She has a wonderful outlook on life, and she's writing. She has so many books she's written, and she's a wonderful, dear friend of mine. I would love to send you a copy of her book because she went through so much growing up during the war, very much what Hans had described, and she was a displaced person because she was she left Estonia when the Russians were coming in, and she left on one of the last boats, and they ended up in Danzig, and she has an incredible story there. But I can relate. I can only understand, you know, I can't really understand or be there with what Hans had went through after the war, but it was a difficult time for everyone during that time.
Yes, it was, yes. Of course, I've only read about it, but it's...
Yeah. Well, I mean, imagine if something like that happened. Look what's happening in Germany today. I'm sorry. For 40 years, I started going to Europe when I was 10, 11 years old, and my family over there just did not like it when other nationalities were coming into their country because they wanted to keep Austria, Austria, and Germany, Germany.
Sure. I mean,
they didn't want to be infiltrated.
Natural.
Yeah, and there's so many people that email me and they send me private messages on my Facebook page. And they just say, Cindy, you have no idea what's going on in this country right now. And I'm like, no, I don't. I don't. But there's so much that's going on over there, you know, with all the refugees coming in. Now, the time that Ellen was coming in was, she was a different, the time that she was coming in, the refugees had skills. They were, they had trade skills, and they wanted to work, but they were forced to scrub the floors, and that's demoralizing a person.
Sure.
But when you have no skills, and you come into a country, and you take it over, and you expect everything for nothing, and then you throw all the garbage out the window onto the streets, I've seen the pictures. My family hates it. They absolutely hate it. They don't. My aunt told me so many times she does not want her country to be overran. And unfortunately, look what's happening right now in Europe and what's not said in the media.
Sure.
It upsets me very much.
Sure.
Yeah. And so there's a I'm sorry, go ahead.
We have another caller.
Oh.
Should we pick Charles in Florida? Charles? He's been hanging on for like a half hour. Charles?
Oh, my God.
Charles, are you there? Did Charles hang up?
Hello?
Okay, Charles, welcome. Hello? Charles?
Oh, I hear somebody.
Okay. Let's move on to Ted in Georgia.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Charles.
Excuse me. Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, I didn't hear that sound when you're called up on the phone. You have a sound, you know, and when you call in a talk show.
So you're on. So you have a question?
Yeah. I hear a lot of things from these kosher conservatives about conditions. Like I listen to Alex Jones all the time, and you know, he'll pontificate about what it was like to be under in 1931 in Germany, you know, and you know, it's like Hitler just mysteriously used magical powers to hypnotize everybody. But he never talks about the communists controlling the strait under the Weimar Republic, the decadence was engineered by France and England after World War One. Deliberately to destroy Germany, they wanted to balkanize the people, put them under Czech or Polish or Romanian domination, so they could be persecuted. And you know, these people they have no idea of what. To me, National Socialism is very much like the New Deal was in the 1930s under Franklin Roosevelt. I'm very much hoping that the Trump will mold himself into the kind of image of like an FDR. I mean, the good part that FDR had, not the warmonger part, but the you know, Alistair Cook, the English host of Masterpiece Theater, called the New Deal American National Socialism. John Maynard Keynes,
communism.
You know,
he had so many communists in his administration, the whole
state, he had a lot of communists.
Communism.
My father was one of the head of WPA in Maryland. There was another fellow that was before him, but I think a lot of the veterans, if you could ever meet them, of CCC camps during the 1930s, would you know, it was a kind of a wonderful experience here. You know, if we could revive something like that, the Works Project Administration or the CCC camps, a lot of things that the New Deal had in this country weren't that bad. They were copied from fascism in Italy and National Socialist ideas in Europe. I mean, they openly admitted that.
If the U.S. government hadn't been waging war in Europe, they wouldn't have needed to have a CCC. They would have had jobs. I mean, there were people still with outhouses, you know, they were spending more money.
Another thing is the whole depression may have been caused by the excessive fining of Germany after World War One, the reparation payments. You know, Germany just paid off all the debts from World War One just a few years ago, and they're still working on paying all the debts from all sides from World War Two now.
And they should.
A lot of people don't know that.
Any reparation at all? Hey, England still owes America millions of dollars that they borrowed. I doubt that we'll ever get it. But anyway, did you have another question?
To your guest.
Uh-huh.
Just making these observations. It's hard to. People have so many bad ideas of you know, they get out from reading Captain America comic books or something, or their idea of John Maynard Keynes is the father of modern economics, the father of the New Deal idea, and Galbraith, John Kenneth Galbraith, admits in his book that he copied everything from NS Germany. His whole idea.
I don't know about that.
Oh, well, that's in Galbraith's book, Money, whether it comes and whether it goes, you know.
Oh,
Galbraith
okay.
is he's
must be
dead
true.
Peace. Yeah. He was very pro-communist. Keynes
was. Did you have a question or a comment regarding
I didn't.
True Innocent
yeah,
Eyes?
Just,
or?
Yeah, I very much... very interested in what she had to say, and shows the very practical National Socialists were, and you know, taught self reliance and you know, good qualities to boys and girls and at time, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I think the Vondervogels were a good idea too. We could imitate over here.
Yes. Exactly.
After work.
Exactly. It would be nice. It would be nice to get back to our roots. And the Vondervogels was actually one of the first groups that started. It was started by a few boys who were just wearing their lederhosen and hiking books and hiking boots, and went into the up into the mountains, and they were singing their traditional folk songs.
Fun.
Yeah, I think Jack Barzun, who's a French and American writer. I don't know if he's still alive. He wrote one book that was very interesting. Wagner, Marx, Darwin is called. He said made the ideas of National Socialism really go back actually before when Hitler was before he was born. There was. Rodbertus had National Socialism, according to Barzun, and the Iron Chancellor with Bismarck and Wagner. Those ideas were all coalescing. So, according to Jacques Barzun, they kind of coalesced and created National Socialism as a process of German history, especially after the. You know, the modern Germany was created in 1871. But I think England was really just jealous. They wanted to
destroy,
especially.
I think
Winston Churchill admitted that he had nothing against Hitler or National Socialism. He just wanted to destroy Germany.
He wanted to destroy them after a group of people paid off his debts and bought him. So anyway,
oh, yeah,
Charles,
thank you
for your phone call.
Okay, thank you.
All righty. Let's take Ted in Georgia.
I'm enjoying the program. I wanted to mention a movie I saw many years ago. It could have been 1940s or 1950s. The title was Hitler's Children. And the message of the movie was that Hitler was attempting to breed and raise a super race with the children. I knew it was a lie and propaganda then, and I never have believed it. And I've always admired the Germans, and I admired Hitler. Hitler was the most brilliant national leader of the entire century. And I have a much admiration for the German people and all they've been through, they're great people, and I love the German people. And that's about all I wanted to say. Did you ever hear of that movie, Hitler's Children?
Yes, Ted, I have heard it. I've watched it on television. They do have a German version and with the English subtitles. But, yes, it's also on YouTube, So if you have a computer, you can watch all the films on YouTube. Yes, I've seen it. It's very interesting.
We get a lot of,
very interesting.
We get a lot of propaganda.
Mm-hmm. We sure do. Well, thank you so much, Ted.
That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ted.
Excuse me. All righty, we're just about to go to a break, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And our guest is Cynthia A. Sander, and her website is cynthiaasander.com. She's the author of Through Innocent Eyes, The Chosen Girls of the Hitler Youth. And we have another caller, and we need to have you tell us about your automotive skills, right? Cindy, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear you.
Oh, so, okay, I'm here.
Okay, let's take Tom real quick in Florida. Tom, quickly.
Good evening. Good evening, Diana. First off, you're right. The Germans
were giving us jet engines, rockets, and the English never taught their young youth in 1940s, the 30s, and the 20s that the first eight kings that sat on the throne of England were Germans. They're from the House of Hanover era, but they were never taught that. And literally, Hitler could attack England and wipe it out, but he chose not to. He backed off because that's why Hess went over to Scotland and he, whatever. There was a design that Hitler did not full throttle on England because he did have a soft spot for that. But I just want to say this. Can you compare 1945 Germany to any Arab country? What did the Arab countries have, or any other country, Haiti or any other country? What did these people have? The Germans gave so much to the world, but actually, yeah, Hitler was maybe a madman, and he absolutely was. But I got to say this.
I don't think so.
People never talk about who Hitler really was. Okay?
Well,
look at his background.
Let's ask, if you have a question for Cynthia about her book or about what she's written, let's not talk about
it. I have a question. When Hitler first started out, he started out great. He gave us super roads, highways and expressways, whatever you call them.
Do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I have. My question is this. Why did Hitler turn on Russia so fast in 1943, Operation Barbarossa, when he knew that right there was instead of just waiting it out and taking over, trying maybe take England on to France?
That is not the subject of the book. That's really
because
not
because the Rothschilds and all.
Okay, that really isn't the subject of your book.
Wow.
So.
Wow. Yeah. No, my book's about my mom.
Yeah. Yes, your wonderful mom who learned
my mom
all these
and yes, and I'm offering a 20% discount for the next week. It's on my website. It's the Deanna Spingola special, 20% discount, and with that, I will send you an autographed copy of my book. I will also have a bookmarker in there, and I have a very special commemorative stamp that I put in the book that I'm offering for 1 week only to say special thank you to having me on your show, Deanna, and for all your listeners. So it's only for 1 week, and there's only a limited amount left.
Well, you're such a sweetheart, and
thank you.
Your mother was too.
And, yeah, she was wonderful.
I thank you for writing your book and humanizing the Germans and portraying them as who they were. And I think it's just a wonderful thing you've done. Proud to know you.
Thank you so much, Deanna. This is special, and it means I'm very honored to be on your show. And I think with Distant Star Pictures, making the movie on the book is really going to show the true side of Austria and Germany. They're finishing up their movie called Verräter, which means traitor in German. They're finishing up that movie, and that's going to be out soon. And when they're finished with that, they're going to start working on my movie, which I never thought 3 years ago I would say, guess what, Deanna? I'm having a movie on my book.
Which is so amazing. That is so amazing. And when that comes out, then we need to have you back. We need to talk more about this and talk more about your mom.
Yes, actually, yes, thank you. And actually, the company, they're close by you up there in Chicago.
Super. Well, thank you so much. We've run out of time.
Deanna, thank you. Okay, thank you.
You
too. Bye-bye.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Baiano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.